Hello.
Hello, Foster?
Hey, it's Forrest. How are you?
Oh, Forrest. I'm sorry.
It's
I said
okay.
Foster. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm putting more of a knee in your name.
If you want to feel
All
bad about it, you can, but I'm over it.
right. All right. I'm trying to understand everything with the selling the house and because you want to get the equity and it's just so much shit. Hello. Hello.
I'm here.
Oh. So I'm just trying to understand what can I do? Right. Should I?
So the judge has told you to sell your property.
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of time frame do you have?
I think 6 months.
You have
Because I need
6 months.
time. Yeah. Like, I know I'm gonna need time so I can, I gotta find somewhere to live too.
Okay. Who's in the property right now?
Me. It's just me and my daughter.
You need okay. Saying you got to find somewhere to relocate. So, understood. Okay. Are you going to buy another home or rent a home or an
Probably rent.
apartment?
I'm not gonna buy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of mortgage do you have on the property?
It's a house. What you mean? It's a
Do you have a
rental.
mortgage?
Yes. It's a
Okay.
mortgage beat. It's
And what
through
is
PennyMac.
PennyMac? Okay. And what is the payoff balance?
Let me look at it.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I think it's, I know it's less because I pay it. I had it for like 2 years. Jesus loved. I think it's 83.
So you owe
But
about
he,
80 something?
yeah,
Okay. All right. How long have you lived there?
like 10 years.
Okay. Okay. And you're current on the mortgage and all that stuff, there's no issue
Yeah,
as
I
far
mean,
as that's concerned.
once I make the two payments, I will be current.
Oh, so you're two payments behind. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
If
But
I was
nothing
six,
crazy.
so.
Okay. Yeah, no
No.
problem. Okay. And let's see. So the judge, when he told you that you had to sell the house, is it on a piece of paper?
Didn't give me nothing yet. The lawyer had to do something because I didn't have a lawyer. I couldn't afford a lawyer for a divorce.
Okay. But the judge told you to your face or in writing that you have to sell the property.
Either sell or refinance, but there was somebody, a lot of people. I've been asking, like my brother, he owned a house too. He said, "Child, be too, it won't, it's not worth it to refinance. He'd be more of debt if he refinanced."
Okay. Now, oftentimes when a judge wants to, you to sell your property or the court for that matter wants you to sell your property, there's certain rules that they want you to follow. Like, for example, they would probably want, a real company, like me to actually buy it or a realtor to list it and sell it. And it's not a law, it's just the way that some people tell you to do it. So that's why I'm asking those questions. But
Okay.
really, the next step is for me and you to meet at the property and take a look at it, and
Okay.
I can get all the numbers in place before I go down there, and then I can look at the existing condition of the property and create the right value for you and what you can expect, for us to be able to, buy it, or what you can expect to, anybody to buy.
Right.
And then that way you can make real decisions based off of, pretty close numbers.
Yeah, because what he was telling, because they did an estimate too.
Who's that?
My ex.
Okay.
His lawyer. For the value of the house.
Okay.
Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
It just sounds like a very frustrating situation for you, and
yes.
I'm sorry that you're going through it. But I'd love to help you. I'd love to sit down and give you some knowledge, and hopefully it's something that we can move forward with, and if not, you'll at least have some more information that will help you on your path. So,
okay, just let me know when you want.
Tomorrow I'm leaving for New Orleans until Wednesday. I've got a small class I gotta go to. I'll be back Wednesday afternoon, so I could do Thursday or Friday this week coming up, or the weekend, whichever one's
okay. I should have my car back, but I hope so. It's in the shop. I'm just waiting.
Would you want the weekend or an afternoon?
That's fine.
Okay.
So anything come up, then I could tell you.
Yeah, and so you were working yesterday a lot. So
yeah.
Do you work on the weekends?
No, I'm off on weekends.
Okay, so
I'm listening. I'm listening, babe. I'm sorry.
Let's plan on. You don't have to apologize to me. We're just having a conversation, and people get cut off. It's the way that works. But anyway, let's plan for Saturday at noon.
Okay.
And when we get to Thursday, I'll just send you a text reminder and make sure that it's still convenient. You got your car back, and we can meet down there and figure some things out.
Yeah, because I just want to have enough, because I'm just trying to understand that I'm going to try to go to see a legal aid, too. Because whatever you offer me for the house, it might be enough just to pay the house off. That's what my brother was saying. Something like that.
I don't know. I mean, until I get down there and I take a look at it, I don't know. I mean, jokingly, your house may be worth $1 million, right? It may be worth $2. We just don't know. I take a look at it. But I'm pretty good at what I do. And, with helping people just like you. So if there's a will, there's a way, and I can figure it out and, get you as much money as possible. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, so I can move there and pay him off.
And
I got to pay the house off.
Move on to the next thing in life. I get it.
Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you reaching out to me, and I look forward to working with you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, I'll see you next Saturday, but I'll text you on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
See ya. Have a good day.
Bye. You too.